Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. It's a Wednesday. Happy hump day, middle of the week. It's a slop pit out there. Kind of like it. Nice little cool rain yesterday. Did it ever stop?
No, I don't think it ever did. No.
Never dissipated.
No, never stopped, never ended, never let up, and it's still going a little bit this morning.
Love it. Good thing Mac mowed last week.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Mowing Mac.
Yeah, because you're not mowing this week, I'll tell you.
Not until Friday.
Well, at least. I mean, if it's dry enough on Friday, the last thing you want to do is farm your yard, you know?
I feel bad because I feel like Monday we hit a very hilarious audio clip from the people. I assume a lot of you are out there that are probably smarter than we are. Bears played the Cowboys this weekend, right? Yeah, Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Now everybody in Chicago's back, right?
They're not.
Okay, they're still mad.
Who do the Bears play this week?
I don't know.
Okay, they're not playing Dallas this week. They're not playing the Giants this week.
But you know those Chicagoans,
all
right?
The Chicago fans, they Caleb act like they just won touchdowns. The World Series, I mean, or the Super Bowl. I mean, they don't have much to cheer about up there in Chicago when it comes to their football side of things. So there's
no reason
for them.
They play the Raiders in Vegas.
Oh, the Raiders in Vegas. That's an interesting game right there. By the way, I'm taking the Giants over the Chargers this week, and I'm just going to put that out there. This has got everything for an upset brewing. The Chargers have to fly across country. They're 3-0. It's the Giants. They suck. Classic look ahead, change at quarterback. I really like the Giants this week to beat the Chargers. I feel like this is a prime upset ready to happen.
Are you marking this?
Yeah.
I'm marking it right now.
Because if he's right, genius. If he's wrong, we've got a little bit of a funny bit.
Yeah.
You can't lose in this situation.
No, but I mean, I was thinking about it this morning. I'm like, God, this has got everything. I mean, this is like Justin Herbert going into the game and you know, playing out his ass against the Chiefs for the first time, right? Yeah. You don't know what a backup quarterback's going to do. You just don't know what a starting pitcher's going to do. You know, we see this all the time in baseball, right? These young guys come up and they just mow down the Royals and you're like, where the hell did this guy come from? I knew nothing about him. Nobody knows.
I know what Dart's going to do.
He's going to dart it all over the yard.
Sling that thing, dude.
He is. He's going to sling it, yeah.
Dayball's going out there, too, and going, hey, man, it doesn't matter what you do. It does. If you are awesome, then I succeed. But you aren't going to be awesome unless I let you just go be awesome.
Right.
And maybe he is, maybe he's not, because I thought the funny picture yesterday on the internet when it came out that he was going to start was the picture. Are you guys Star Wars guys?
Yeah.
So Anakin Skywalker in the episode, what is it, episode 3? When he's turned to the dark side, and it was Dart's face on Anakin with the little eye blacked out.
I like that. That's really good.
It's time.
It is. Yeah, that is really good.
All right, there you go.
No, it is. I think it'll be interesting to see what he can do. But this is one of those classic games that you see over the years, and you're like, I can't believe the Giants beat the Chargers. Well, this is one of those classic look ahead. You know what it's like for these West Coast teams to travel
east. I didn't know the Browns were going to beat the Packers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those are the type of things that you have to look at, these classic look ahead games. We'll I don't know see. Who the Chargers have the following week, but I know they're coming off obviously a nice win the other night, and they've got an opportunity to travel across the country, play a game against the Giants, who are a total mess, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not paying attention to them. They got a new quarterback, 21-14 Giants or something like that. We've seen these strange things happen before, and so if the Giants can go out there and do what I'm saying right now, beat those Chargers, Chiefs win, we got ourselves a ball game in the AFC
Could
West,
you imagine
friends.
The meme? You know the meme where it has the guy holding his girlfriend or wife's hand in the distance.
Oh, yeah. He's looking back. Yeah.
Could you imagine if Dart beats the Chargers and it's Harbaugh looking back and Dart walking past? He's holding Herbert's hand.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
I thought you were into Justin.
I was really into my wife,
and then this one lady came around and got me starting to think. That's a sin, Carl.
Yeah.
Aaron Andrews' report on the sideline before the Cowboys game about Matt Eberflus, who used to be the Bears head coach.
Eberflus saying, I have a lot of knowledge about this team. I know their strengths, their weaknesses. I know how to cover them, and I shared that.
Make a name for themselves.
Third and eight, Blitz coming. It's picked up. Williams has a man wide open. Touchdown, Adunze.
That's one.
To hear the Bears will flip to shift, trying to get a flea flicker. Williams recovers.
To shout out Missouri.
Williams, fire. Guy commit. Touchdown, Chicago.
That's three.
With a 10-point lead, there's definitely some margin of error. Fourth and goal. Williams.
Fourth and goal.
Looking. Pressure. Throws. Carr. Touchdown, DJ Moore.
I love
that. That guy sucks. I know their tendencies. I know how to cover them. Four touchdowns, all passing from Caleb Williams.
Yep.
Fourth and goal, flea flicker, third and eight. How you doing?
Gotta feel great for Caleb Williams.
That's the same guy that said he'd do it the same way. They gave him a double take after the Thanksgiving game last year. And then the next day they were like, hey, man, gave you a chance. You got
to
go.
Talk to you later.
I don't understand what the guy means by their tendencies. The Bears drafted 8 new players, signed 7 free agents, and had more additions. Like, a third of your roster turns over every year, regardless of whether or not you have a new head coach or not.
You think they're using
not,
the same
right?
defensive playbook?
Well, no, they're not using or the same offensive playbook.
Like
nothing is the same up there. You may know the tendencies, but you don't know the tendencies of Joe Tooney, who was on the team last year, or Luther Burden, who wasn't on the team last year, or whoever else wasn't on the team last year. And it's a completely new offense. I think you saw right there why you don't hire people like Matt Eberflus to be the head coach of your organization. They're idiots.
Or like Eberflus.
It really is. that's why, though. I mean, we give out and we dole out these head coaching jobs because somebody called a good game. Again, I keep going back to that Bobby Slowicki guy who's nowhere to be found right now in the NFL. Oh. But he was a hot coaching candidate 2 years ago at this time. Everybody thought he was going to be the greatest of all time. And you hire these people who call one game that looks good, and all of a sudden we're going to anoint them and get the PR machine behind them to be these head coaches in the NFL, and it's just not that way. You have to be an adult, and Matt Eberflus clearly, he doesn't know what's going on to be a head coach in the NFL.
This is where head coach, defensive coordinator, this is where Dallas ranks after 3 weeks
last
in the NFL in defense. 30th in yards allowed at 409.
Okay, worst defenses.
Passing yards allowed, 32nd, 288. Rushing yards, 17th, 109. Mm-hmm. And then points, they allow 30.7. That's 27th. And then third down, like their defense getting off the field, dead last.
Yeah, that's a that's a Dallas team that you look at and you say, that's a get healthy game.
Thanksgiving.
That thing's probably over at halftime with the way that Dallas is playing.
And you'll have everybody back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that could be a slaughter fest down there in Dallas. I mean, like Jerry Jones seriously could leave at halftime and go finish his stuffing because that's a bad football team right now. And they got a big one this weekend. You know, obviously the game that a lot of people have circled, but this is potentially the last big one, if you will, for the Dallas Browns.
Before we get into the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, because there was a little bit of a noteworthy topic, there was one thing that went hand in hand yesterday, which made me kind of feel torn as a fan. So I am, like, I think I was texting you guys last night before the game started, the series of the season, right?
Yeah,
Detroit and Cleveland.
I was watching it last night. I was dialed in, man.
Better believe it. I mean, that was playoff baseball. That was...
Sure, your brother was too with the box, right? Dialed into the baseball game last night.
Yeah. So you had the big tank on Cleveland's side throwing. You had Tarik Skubal throwing on the other side. Hopefully Fry's okay. That was one of the scariest things ever. 99 to the face.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Squaring up to bunt, 99 to the face. That I would never
get in the box again.
I would never touch a baseball bat in my life.
Not a chance. Not a chance. No way in hell I'm getting back in the box after
that. But that game obviously started at 5:40 our time. So it started 3 hours before the Royals game.
Yeah, three whole hours.
That's
man.
Right.
Yeah.
Royals win, by the way, 8-4 or 8-5, something like that. But again, with that win by Cleveland, which then gives them the tiebreaker over Detroit, gives them the lead in the AL Central, eliminated the Kansas City Royals from playoff contention. So I can officially say as of September 24th, the Royals are not a playoff team.
Yep, they're out.
Well, we knew that already, Dusty. We sold you that back in August. Well, either way, they were in the picture, whether it was 15% or 0.01%, they officially were eliminated on September 23rd, 2025. I'll take it. Three weeks in the NFL season and finally got eliminated. But the bigger
story... Would you sign up for this every single year knowing that your team has a shot to the last week of the season? I would take that every single day, man.
Right.
Well, I don't know what the alternative is.
It wouldn't
but,
be that way if Cole Reagans could stay healthy because that guy's just...
But you still got to find a way to get some offense. And so,
true. Oh, yeah, true. But that was like the hand-in-hand thing. So Cleveland wins, official, eliminates the Royals, and now we get to sit back and watch this just utter collapse of the Detroit Tigers. And to give you some of the numbers that have happened in this series since Cleveland has made this surge. So as of... September 12th. How many days ago is that? 12?
Mm-hmm.
September 12th, the Guardians' odds to win the AL Central were plus 10,000.
Wow.
After last night, it's minus 185.
Yeah, they're going to win the division. I mean, you look at what the Tigers have done and what the Guardians have done over their last 10. Tigers have lost 9 of 10. The Guardians have won 9 of 10. And that's your difference right there. They're playing great ball. I mean, remember when they suspended that guy for gambling, we thought, oh, it's over for
Class
Cleveland,
A.
right? And and now they're, you know, in a Class A of their own. I mean they're dominating right now. And this comeback by the Guardians, the largest September comeback of all time. They were behind when the month started by 11 games. They were 11 games back. That's why when people say it was over or anything like that, it really isn't over till it's over, right? You just don't know what's going to happen. And when the month started 24 days ago, Cleveland was 11 games back, and now they're tied and own the tiebreaker. It's the largest division kind of comeback in September in the history of baseball. The Cardinals came back from 8.5 in 1964. The Reds 8.5 in 1964. The Twins 7 back in 2009. I mean, the Cardinals in 2001 were 7 games back. You have to go back to like the 1930s. I mean, this is the type of conversation we're talking about with this epic collapse by the Tigers. And I was talking to somebody last night in baseball. I'm like, who gets fired for this? They're like, no one, but there's definitely something wrong, obviously, up there in Detroit. It's a two-sided coin for me because in Major League Baseball, I think 162 is way too many regular season games. But we're seeing every one of these games matter, right? But if you cut this season down to 100 games, I mean, it's more of a sprint to the finish. I think teams like the Tigers that open these leads, and this is on them, this is no shame to anybody else, I think they got bored, Dusty. You have an 11-game lead at the beginning of September, and you're like, you're just playing out the string, and it's hard to get back in that mindset of, oh, we got to turn it on now and win. I think the Tigers are done as doornails, and they may win the World Series now.
Tortoise in the hair, man.
Yeah, and I think right now, like if you're looking for the hottest team in the American League, it's Cleveland. I mean, that's the hottest team going into the playoffs right now.
According to ESPN, Detroit on August 25th held a 12.5-game lead over Cleveland. On September 23rd, the Guardians beat the Tigers to tie them atop the AL Central and now on the tiebreaker. One of the greatest surges and collapses we've ever seen all over the course of less than a month.
Yeah, it's insane. And the crowd last night was, sports. I mean, there were so many people at that game last night. It took like to the third inning for everybody to get in. It was a playoff game last night. The crowd was great. The atmosphere was awesome. Like, that was just spectacular last night, Mac.
You know, Cleveland sets a record all time, sellouts at a home stadium for like 19 straight years.
Yeah.
It wasn't 19, but it was like
it was 400 and some games. You'd have to look it up. It's remarkable.
But there's 81 games in a season. Yeah. So like 81, it was like 6 straight years, but I mean, they were pumping out some serious
but they
talent.
They were really good back in the 90s and whatnot. No, they never had that opportunity.
It was the only time they were up 3-1 against Chicago Cubs.
Oh man, 2016.
right after the Royals. Wade Davis.
Wow.
Oh, you got to deal with him again. Sorry.
It's crazy to watch that thing just dissipate, man. Like if you are a Tiger fan right now, you're probably just sick to your stomach. And it begs the question, like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You'd rather have happen, kind of being eliminated, you know, a few weeks ago, or having this heartbreak. This heartbreak sucks, man. If I were a Tiger fan today, waking up in Detroit, knowing that this just happened.
You text line and say, talk Lions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I'd want to punch myself in the face. Like, I can't believe this is reality.
Brutal.
That the Tigers have blown this kind of lead. And I just don't see them getting back off the mat, man. Once you get knocked down like this, it is hard from a mental standpoint to get everybody back.
Game 2 of 3 tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.